was wondering if you could speak a little bit about like a lot of the sutras, the Buddha was seemed to be saying that like if there's like a defilement, it's like an ill will, and you recognize this ill will, you got to do something about it, right? You shouldn't just like, you know, just wave around. And what Ajahn Chah, I quote here, or the reading you're just saying, because I found that both seem to be very helpful. I still haven't reconciled both of these teachings.
I think one of the things is that being able to put one's attention onto what works, and you don't know what works until you actually do it and gain some experience. So it's like being willing to just doing it, and then if something works, you keep applying it until it doesn't work. Because sometimes the mind gets inured to it. Sometimes the mind needs a different angle to work with. One of Ajahn Chah's teachers, Ajahn Tonglat, when he expressed practice, practice is really easy. So, you know, if the defilements come at you high, you duck, and if they come at you low, you jump over them. We tend to we've got to get this technique and figure this out, and it means this, and I've got that. And Ajahn Tonglat, he said, you got to get through it somehow. And okay, what works?